Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is First Sergeant Donnie Brazil, United States Marine Corps retired. A Marine for 23 years, Brazil is a recipient of the Bronze Star with Valor for actions during Operation Iraqi Freedom. First Sergeant Brazil, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. What was your impression of Iraq, being there for the original, the march up, versus your later tour?
Well, you know, during the march up, our biggest concern was, Iraqi conventional forces, the thoughts of engaging, mass armored formations in the open desert. And we quickly had found out that, once the Iraqi army as a whole capitulated to the coalition forces, that we were faced with fighting a different type of warfare. Initially, our primary adversary, for instance, during the Battle of Nasiriyah, was the Saddam's Fahedin forces, who were highly trained in unconventional warfare. And I got to admit, they were some tough guys, but they weren't tougher than us.
So that takes us up to 2005,
mm-hmm.
And on April 11th of that year, you were stationed at a combat outpost near the Syrian border. If you could, take us through that day.
Well, it actually started very early in the morning. Around 7 o'clock, we were all kind of shook with inside the perimeter from the initial vehicle blast that they used as a breaching vehicle to penetrate our perimeter. From there, we all went to our battle stations, if you will, and they continued to drive SVIBDs, IEDs on vehicles, onto our perimeter. They wanted to breach our perimeter to take that outpost because it was so strategically located on the Syrian border. We were primarily up there to stop insurgents from crossing from Syria into Iraq, and we became quite a thorn in the side of Al-Qaeda and the local insurgency at that time. Needless to say, it was a pandemonium from the onset. Multiple rockets, mortar rounds, machine gun fire. You can about imagine the turmoil from the start of the battle. And the battle actually lasted 4 days.
Do you have any idea how many insurgents roughly you were up against?
I would say anywhere between 75 to 150. It's the largest consolidated attack on any American position to date in Iraq.
Your decoration came from a particular act in which you recognized a group of Marines who were pinned down from a small arms fire, and you and another Marine pulled out two anti-tank missiles and climbed up on a wall to draw fire and to fire back at the insurgents. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular incident?
Well, it was at a position that was really a thorn in the side to insurgents when. Over the time that we were there, understand that during our tour there, we were engaged with the enemy over 279 separate occasions. And on that particular morning, that position was taking the brunt of the enemy's fire. And I looked at my actions basically as a parent would, very parental, as a father would his sons. I seen my Marines were inside a bunker, and the fire was very intense, and I had to get some of that fire off them and redirect their fire. So at that time, we crawled above on that perimeter wall, and we fired the anti-tank missiles into the enemy's position.
And what goes through your mind when you're reacting like this? Is it instinct, training? Is it you mentioned that parental feeling for your Marines?
Yeah, well, it's actually twofold. There's an old saying, the more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war, and Marines were continuously training and training and training for the next fight. So that the training does pay off because it becomes instinctive at that time. But secondly, again, when you're the first sergeant of a unit that big, you become very close with those Marines or sailors. And like any good father, you never want to see anything happen to your sons. So you'll do whatever you can to protect your family.
And I understand as well, under a mortar attack, you actually knocked down your company commander and covered him with your own body to shield him from the blast?
Yes, that happened on an evening. The then Captain Diorio, now Major Diorio, he and I were going out to inspect another outpost when an RPG round came in. And instinctively, I mean, that man's my brother, let alone my CO. And, you know, he was getting ready to have their first child. And I told his wife before we left, it all counts, he's coming home to see that child be born. And
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.